I actually wanted to maybe conclude with one quick rapid fire. So a gaming company which is going to be very large 5 years from now that nobody's building. Each one of you, maybe if you can, you know, talk about something that, you know, you would build if you were starting up today, or, you know, some new project that you guys have seen that you guys are very bullish on or whatever it may be. Would love to just quickly get answers from all three of you, and then, you know, we'll use that to conclude.
I'll build a Web3 publishing company.
So talk more about that, maybe just a quick, like 30 seconds.
Not the guilds which you see today in current avatar. Do not confuse the current business model and current use case, but the guilds, which in my opinion, what it can be a Web3 publisher and in a form and shape. And I would love to build that, because if you're looking at play and earn in a countries like emerging markets, where you can create entertainment and earning opportunities. You alluded to Dream 11. A Dream 11, beautiful model where you haven't hoped to make money. But the entertainment value is still only limited to 15 minutes of pre-match lineup. But think of it, if meets the excitement and entertainment of community like a PUBG and BGMI with an earning opportunity of Dream 11, the magic will happen. And if you are able to kind of really create quote unquote publisher job is to kind of really get concurrency and liquidity to a game. And if you can really do that, the network effects would be amazing, because you will be bringing a lot of those games on your network.
Absolutely agreed. Anirudh, TJ, either of you guys?
I was going to say Loco, but then you said what you're not building. So, I think an Indian game studio will be interesting. We have not seen it for various reasons.
So talk more about that, because, you know, the typical, I guess, sort of counter argument is that, you know, we don't have the talent today. And maybe that's changing very rapidly. So maybe weave that into your answer as well. Why would you do that? And do you think,
ready now? Yeah, I actually think there is sufficient talent. And I think there are enough partners today to help you, right? If you have someone like Manish sitting and giving you such a nuanced way of thinking about Web3, there's no reason that you cannot build a local storyline with a business model which has either free to play or has, a Web3 element to it. And you go to partners like Krafton, who is spending a lot of time and effort, right? Like, look, money, a lot of people remote control, send in their money to India, but a lot of people don't spend that time, and they're spending time also. There are other guys doing it also, right? And Krafton, because I know them better. But you can ask them for help, and that's where we are weak, right? So I might be a guy, I might be good at certain parts of it, I might not be good at live ops. So go to them and say, bro, you do live ops, make an investment, whatever. And I think that why nobody is building is because it's hard to fund that stuff. Like, if some guy comes to me today, it just has to be some, like, literally I have to run that fund, because and I have to then convince some LP, because nobody else will fund it that easily. I've seen a lot of these guys struggle, and I think there is some encouragement required there. I know guys like Numikai, Nazara and all, they are now at least either directly or indirectly through investment starting to encourage that. I think you will see a top game come out of India in the next 5 years. And the great thing with these games are they are not one-time hits, right? They are essentially IP, worlds.
Yeah,
they are worlds. And what you will see, and this is my dream, is like you will see the opposite, like kind of like a Witcher, where a game will come and Netflix will launch it as a show to make it like this massive event. And then you're like on easy street. That's when the business school guys come in and we start monetizing that stuff. But that first IP is going to come, and I've seen enough where to know that they are struggling for the last 4 years. And there are teams which are like from geographies you would not have thought of, who are, they're just like Walt Disney or whatever you want to call it. Like, they've just been working on it. And I think some great thing will come out of that. And it'll be like kind of the Zerodha of gaming, right? Where these two guys just kind of build something and everybody else misses it.
Awesome. TJ, would love to get your thoughts on this as well.
Sure. I guess, you know, this is something that I wish existed. I think it's possible. It's sort of related to the mobile streaming space and the streaming space in general. But I think, streaming is like a lot of bandwidth that gets, you know, pushed around everywhere. And, you know, the reality is most people have these games on their phone anyway. So they have all the resources and everything already there. So I think there really should be like a game engine that really emphasizes that, you know, to be able to run from the web, from the mobile, and actually be able to kind of reconstitute the play without moving the, you know, H.264 video, instead kind of synchronizing the state. Because I think fundamentally, when you're going to build like a whole bunch of esports games, you're going to have like a lot more profitability if you, you know, don't have to spend all that money on, you know, the bandwidth for, you know, running a platform to do, you know, the actual, you know, video streaming of it. So I think that, you know, we see that, you know, in some games of the spectator modes and things that are there, but I think that's a cross-cutting concern that somebody like a Unity or next big Unity can do. That would be super exciting from a tech perspective.
Got it. I think you've given us a lot of food for thought with all these three ideas. Incidentally, we've been thinking about the first two. The third one, actually, TJ, that you said is something which is definitely interesting, and we'll spend more time on it. Guys, thank you so much. I know it takes a lot to take out time, and it's a busy time for everybody. So truly, truly appreciate the time and the insights. I think this has been, you know, fantastic. Far more than we had hoped to cover, we were able to manage. So thank you so much, guys. Really, really appreciate you guys taking out the time.
Thanks for tuning in. For more Matrix Moments episodes, you can head to www.matrixpartners.in/matrixmoments. You can also follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for more updates.